So here we are, counting down to kickoff, and I've got a gentleman in front of me. On the back of his City shirt, it says Fred since 1945. What were you before that then, sir?
I was Alfred.
So what's the story today? This is your last away game, why?
This will be, well, I mean, I'm not as mobile as I was, you know, and, you know, away games are becoming a bit of a strain. As far as home games are concerned, I'm afraid I won't be going much longer there, but I hope the occasional, you know.
And this is a special day, because what have they done for you? Is this your family that's done this for you?
This is my fantastic son, Peter, who's absolutely organised everything. I mean, he organised a private plane, he organised a taxi with a police escort, and we really came in style behind the team coach.
Blimey, you're going to be... I'm going to say you were going to expect it every time, but this is the last one. So do you look back then on a particular favourite memory from all these years you've been watching City?
You know, people always ask me that. It's very, very difficult. I mean, I remember the days of Colin Bell and, of course, Summerby Lee and so on. Then I remember the days of King Clancy, which were fabulous. But today beats everything, or today's days. I mean, the team we've got now, no question about it. I never expected to experience in my life.
Now, we're here at the Liberty Stadium today. Did you go to the Vetch Field when it was
no,
the other
no,
one?
No. I only started really going to away matches in the 90s and so on, and I never got so far afield as this.
I've got to ask your son Peter a question here. Peter, come on, you've done all this now. What makes your dad so special and so worthy of this?
Oh, Dad is an inspiration to me. He got me into Manchester City in 1995, so I'm only a baby at 38 and 120 months. But he's inspiration. He knows so much about football. And you know what, Ian? He sometimes forecasts things, and I look at him and I think, you are absolutely mad. No way. And sure enough, 12 months later, it happens. And I won't tell you what his forecast is for next year, but it happens.
You're going to tell us now. What's your forecast for next year?
More of this year, because I'm not disappointed with this year. I think we've had a fantastic year. I'm not disappointed with Pellegrini. I mean, what did we expect? I mean, we went to Walsall a few years ago. We went to York, all these small sides, and look where we are now. So why the hell are the fans moaning?
Well said. Just tell me your name in full then.
My name is Fred Rosenfeld.
And where are you from? What part of Manchester?
I love Manchester. I consider Manchester to be my town, but I'm actually from Snobbish Sale.
Snobbish Sale. Well, enjoy your day. It's an absolute pleasure to meet you.
Pleasure to meet you too, Ian.